Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur Brachos Daf Nun Hey. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's Mark Tosfos using the popular Gemara Markings system similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. Today's shiur in Tosfos will be somewhat brief because the amount of Tosfos on Daf Nun Hey is quite limited. In fact, you'll notice that on Daf Nun Vav there are no Tosfos in whatsoever. So our Tosfos begins on Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, Lech Emor LeBetzalel, Asei Mishkan, Aron VeKelim. The Gemara was dealing with the Chochmah of Bezalel, in the context of the comment of the Gemara that a Parnas Tov needs, or is announced by the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Bezalel is the example of that. In the Bezalel discussion, it was pointed out that the Kodesh Baruch Hu had told Moshe to tell Bezalel to make the Mishkan. The Mishkan was the structure of that contained the different vessels, including the Aron. So first make the Mishkan structure, and then the Aron, and then Kelim. Then when Moshe Rabbeinu told the instructions over to Bezalel, Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned the Aron first. And Bezalel said that was odd, that you would make first the vessels and then the structure that would contain them. So that, aroused Moshe Rabbeinu to the recognition that he had switched the order, and the original order was, in fact, make the Mishkan and then the Aron and Kelim. So Tosfos asks, V'im toimar hecha ashkechon shetziva kodesh baruch hu, Lasos Mishkan Tchila. Where do you see in the Psukim that in fact was the case, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded for the Mishkan to be made first? Hare Beparshas Truma Ksiv Aron Tchila. If you look in the Chumash and Parshas Truma, which deals with the construction of the Mishkan, the Aron in fact is mentioned first. So the question then is, where do you see a command to have the Mishkan made first? The Yesh Loma, the Beparshas Kisisa, in Shmois Perek Lamed Posik Chofov, it says, Ksiv, it says, Es Oyel Moed, the Es Ha'aron Le'edus. So you see the Mishkan, the Oyel Moed is mentioned first, and then the Aron. We continue on Amud Beis. This Tosfos Sheva Zinnin Ligzuralech is part of the Gemara. The Gemara mentioned this in the context of Hatovas Chalom, and we saw that there was a nusach, a text or a an incantation that is supposed to be said for in making sure that a dream is will have positive effects or won't be negative. So the Gemara had mentioned this expression, Sheva Zimnin Ligzuralach, Kach Hu Halachash. Thusly is the incantation. Quote, Sheva Zimnin Ligzuralach. Now, V'yesh Meforesh, there is a second approach that says, the Sheva Zimnin Tzorach Lomar, that it's not part of an incantation, but it's an instruction that seven times you have to say the following. Chalma Tova Chazoi. V'chein La'anois Acharov. And also the response should be the same. The ones who are listening to him recite Chalma Tova Chazoi, they should respond in kind. Avol Ri Lo Hayo Rogil Lomro Ela Shalosh Pamim. The Ri would say it three times, and not seven. The Gemara mentioned that Rabbi Benoah had reported that there were 24 Poisrei Chalomos in Yerushalayim. So the Tosfos says Poisrei Chalomos, which would mean dream interpreters, Pirushri, the mazel shas haleda gorim, vein hadovar tolui b'chochma. He says that the causative factor is the time that a person is born. In other words, there's a mazel, there are certain heavenly forces that cause different events to befall an individual. So it's dependent on that knowledge of when, if one is going to offer an interpretation, it would be based on the knowledge of when a person is born and not totally on some type of other kind of wisdom. This concludes our Tosfos Shiur for today.